about the saints' partner of Christ. And in verse 12, Colossians 3, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. See the same thing there. Now, the word tender mercies is, in some Old King James, the bowels of mercy. The word tender now is the word splagna. The splagna of mercies. So we have the, I can call that, if when you use a modern word that symbolizes what it is to convey to our modern language, the emotions of Christ. The emotions of Christ. You say, I didn't know Christ has emotions. He has. And He imparts His emotions to us. Because He was a fully God and fully man. See, how can I have the emotions of Christ? Because the second grouping ties to the mind of Christ. So the first two groupings has something to do with Jesus putting something into us to position us there. He puts His plakna or emotions in us. And then in the second grouping, His mind is placed on us. We have the mind of Christ. See, how does the mind of Christ tie to the second grouping? We talked about meekness. Haven't you read Philippians chapter 2? When He talks about the mind of Christ, it talks about meekness. Not the kind of earthly, carnal mind that is proud and haughty, intellectual and self-sufficient. But it's talking about different type of mind, the mind of Christ. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, when He calls upon us to emulate Jesus, this is what He says here. Philippians chapter 2, He says, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then the rest of the verse talk about His humility and meekness. So Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Jesus conquered the earth through His meekness. Through His submission to God. And through the cross, He conquered. Not through the sword. And He rules and reigns today still. And we inherit His conquest. So the mind of Christ ties to the meekness of Christ. And of course in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 towards the end it says, let this mind be you. Or it says, we have the mind of Christ. Powerful words. When you read it in the Greek, in the Greek they speak about especially the mind of Christ, it uses a different Greek word altogether. There are about 4 or 5 different Greek words for the word mind in the New Testament. One is the word dianoia, which means the imagination part of our mind. Another is enoia, which means our inner mind. And then there is one general word called nous, N-O-U-S, which talk about the conscious mind. But when you talk about the mind of Christ in Philippians 2, it uses a phroneo. Now phroneo is different. Phroneo is like being linked to another mind. Hallelujah. Being linked to another mind. It means having the same mind. Now when you say you're having the same, and I stop there, you're wondering, same what? Correct. Having the same mind as Christ. It's just like this guy was talking about the one story of, I think it was Mozart or Beethoven, and how this guy, you know, how they always must complete a music tone. So he always ends on the 7th. So he goes, tan 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 tan. And you get irritated at the same time because you haven't got the ending sound yet. So in the end, he goes, dun, 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 da 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 da. If the theater music keep going that way, you're wondering when it's going to end. So Mozart or Beethoven got very upset at that, and he came. Comes back to the dominant note. It has to end. It must have an ending. So you say, having the same mind as what? As Christ's mind. So having the mind of Christ, phroneo, have the mind of Christ means, let your mind be linked up to that mind of Christ. Now the one found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 at the last ending that says we have the mind of Christ is a different Greek word. It uses the word nous. We have the nous of Christ, which means we have the consciousness of Christ. And so when you put the two together, and in the second grouping where it says blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, and blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the meek. It tells you how to get into the mind of Christ. And that's the key. How to have the thoughts of Christ. In the Living Bible, it translates 1 Corinthians chapter 2 towards the ending as, we have the thoughts of Christ. Not too bad. You can see how they're struggling to bring the concept over. So we have the thoughts of Christ. We have the consciousness of Christ. We have the mind of Christ in our translation. And it's talking about Christ's mind coming to us, and how does that come? Not by pride, not by study, although study is good, not by effort, but every time you humble yourselves before God and say, God, we cannot do anything. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways. We humble our mind before you, our earthly mind to you. Then only you will receive the mind of Christ. And then how do we maintain the mind of Christ? By hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Because as long as your mind looks for the righteous things and the good things, you will have the same mind as Christ. You're in tune with God. That is why in the book of Romans, Romans 5 talks about righteousness. Then it moves on to Romans chapter 6. It talks about the workings of righteousness. We are the servants of righteousness. Chapter 7 talks about struggle. Chapter 8 maintains the same theme. And it says that if you seek after earthly things, your carnal mind seeks after earthly things, is death. But if your spiritual mind seeks after spiritual things, is life and peace. And that word there is the word phroneo. If your mind tunes to the mind of Christ, to the same mind of Christ, and you seek and hunger after righteousness, then you will have life. So it ties to the same thing, maintaining the mind of Christ, is you have a heart for righteousness. Then it will block out anything else that robs you. The third and the fourth area of grouping of the blessed now talks about your relationship with God, or your empowerment by God. And it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Now, as again, the first part talks about how you enter into that position to receive. How do you receive a relationship with God? By mercy. By mercy. In the Lord's Prayer, it's found. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That is showing mercy. Now, who has the right to show mercy? The one who has the power to punish. For example, if somebody beats me up, right, and I finally gets the empowerment to defeat the other guy, and I got him right in front of me, you see the situation, you cannot exercise mercy on him. you can only exercise compassion on him. That's all you can. You have no right to exercise mercy because you were not the one hurt. And you may not be empowered to punish this guy. Let's suppose that I have the empowerment to punish this guy now. He's been captured, placed there, and then now the police forces all say, alright, now it's your choice. You want him to be shot, he'll be shot right now. For all that he has done. In my words, it will be that. Not at your words. You won't have the ability to show mercy. You only have the ability to show compassion. But then I will be in a position to show mercy. Because when the person is at my mercy, then are you enabled to show mercy. Because when you could kill the person and you say, I will not kill the person, that's mercy. When David cut off the rope of Saul, at that point, he could have killed him, but he chose not to kill him. That's mercy. That's being like God. And so it's telling us to be like God is to be merciful. Now think about that. In every one of your lives, you could be in a position where you could get back at those who have got at you. Like Joseph, your brothers have betrayed you. Your brothers have sold you as a slave. Your brothers have robbed you from a life of ease. Caused you years of pain, years of toil, years of imprisonment. And now you're face to face with your brothers and you have all the power of Egypt behind you. You could have just given one signal and 10 heads would roll. But if you choose to forgive, then you are showing mercy. So remember that the secret of the Christian life Jesus tries to bring is the higher level of Christian life, that mercy is the doorway to being like God. You know why? Right now, God could at any time wipe out the devil and all the evil in this earth. He could. God has the power. God has the power to wipe out all evil right now. You know the devil who's running around loose and all his demons and his false fallen angels? And all the evil, wicked people on this earth who are blaspheming God right now and cursing God. God has the power to just wipe them out now. But He didn't. He still sends rain. Just and unjust. In fact, the very life that are sustaining some of these people came from God. Because His mercy. He is a God of mercy. His highest throne is called the mercy seat. That's how to enter into being like God. So the next time you struggle with that point of forgiveness or mercy, remember, you are struggling with the very core being of being like God. I hope that helps every one of us to forgive easily. To realize that to punish is human. To forgive is divine. And when you release mercy, you're being like God. When someone slaps you on the left cheek, you turn the other cheek. Isn't that Jesus' highest principle? He's teaching us to walk a higher law. That we repay evil with good. The world repays evil for evil, good for good. But Christians repay good with blessing and evil with good. We are higher standards. That is the entrance to being like God. Many people say, I want to be like God, I want to be like God. Start right there. That is where you learn to be like God. When you are empowered and you release mercy. That is the difference. How to maintain it? Purity of heart is the key to being like God. To maintaining that position of God-likeness. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And if the first grouping talks about the splachna of Christ,